Hi, you're listening to Yuskogan's International Law Updates with Omar Akif. For more content, follow us on Twitter at JC Law Podcast. Starting next week, the first episode of a two-part series on treaty interpretation will be released on Yuskogan's. These episodes feature an in-depth discussion on the theory and practice of treaty interpretation under the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, the role of commentaries, and the importance of the updated commentaries to the Geneva Conventions and their addition protocols. This discussion will feature Professor Elizabeth Linzad, Professor Sean Murphy, and Dr. Jean-Marie Hankarts. On her recent visit to Mali, Fatou Bensouda, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, stated that cultural heritage must no longer be attacked and destroyed with impunity. Bensouda was invited to take part in a historic ceremony marking the symbolic recognition of victims of the destruction of Muslims in Timbuktu following the conviction of Al-Mahdi, the first individual accused and convicted at the ICC for the war crime of intentionally directing attacks against religious and historic buildings. On 2nd April, President Joe Biden revoked executive order on blocking property of certain persons associated with the International Criminal Court, ending the threat and imposition of economic sanctions and visa restrictions in connection with the court. The ICC has welcomed this decision and has stated that it is mindful that the United States has traditionally made important contributions to the cause of international criminal justice. The court stands ready to re-engage with the US in the continuation of that tradition based on mutual respect and constructive engagement. On 8th April, the Supreme Court of India issued an order that does not stop deportation proceedings against Rohingya refugees from India to Myanmar. Many have condemned this move as a serious violation of the principle of non-refoulement, which finds strong support in both treaty and customary international law. Non-refoulement means ensuring that a refugee is not made to return to a country where they would be likely to face persecution. Criticizing the order, international lawyer Priya Pillay notes that the order comes at the cost of several international treaties that India has ratified and which it is bound to comply with. Yet, the court did not consider these obligations at all. Keep listening to Yuskogan's International Law Updates for the most important insights from the world of international law.